Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Starting in September, we're going to set aside the first Thursday night
take a break from interviews and all the interesting people that we talk to, and we're going to take one night a month for kind of a random topic to be determined pretty much on the day we go to air.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever's on our mind, the occasional Ask a Witch show plugged in there as well. So send your questions to littlestonebridge@gmail.com and get your questions on the list, because we're going to start compiling Ask a Witch questions. But, you know, it could be, you know, we could you know, spend an evening talking about playing with mud, or we could talk about, you know, peace in the world. It doesn't really matter. We'll have an open night for us to go off on whatever we want to go off on. So
that's
it'll be fun.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. So let all of our listeners know that the first Thursday of the month is going to be off the hook, and you never know what you're going to get. But tonight, we do have the Judgment card.
Yep.
And an interesting card, as we hurtle toward the end of the Fool's Journey. So what are your thoughts on the Judgment card? I'm going to let you start tonight.
Well, the imagery on this card, you know, people have always equated it, or frequently, I should say, people equate it with, you know, the concept of the Christian rapture, with people rising from their graves and, you know, joining God and all his people and everybody coming together. But I've always thought that it was a key to look at whatever you're doing it from a new perspective. Because when you think about it, if somebody has, you know, passed into the other realm and come back, they're certainly going to have a different outlook, a new way of looking at their life than they would have before they would have had that experience. You know, there's the Archangel, and it's a card in some ways also of power, and also a card that shows that there is an inevitable end at hand in everyone's life, which is, you know, an end of life. I mean, it can sometimes mean change. There are lots of open to interpretation with this card. As I said, classically, people, you know, see the Archangel Michael, and they see that it's, you know, about judgment from above. But I've never really seen it as that. I don't know why, but maybe it's because I don't come from a Judeo-Christian, you know, ideological concept.
Well, I mean, I can look at the card and certainly see the correlation to the, you know, the calling of all the departed in Christ kind of imagery.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I mean, the winged figure blowing the trumpet is clearly Gabriel, the archangel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that archangel symbolism often, you know, plays. I mean, there's some such a blending of symbolism throughout the major arcana that, you know, it certainly doesn't need to be limited to the you know, Judeo-Christian. Certainly, a time of reflection. Contemplation is at hand.
Uh-huh.
Is the judgment divine, or is the judgment internal? Is it the, you know, like karmic judgment of the universe? You know, and you know, is this new awakening symbolic of some epiphany or awakening in our own life?
Uh-huh.
some realization of something that has been, you know, hidden or put away. You know, all of that symbolism can be called forward with this, you know, rising from the grave. I mean, there's a certain resurrection kind of quality to it, certainly. Whether you see that as life, death, rebirth, or you see it as the resurrection in a Judeo-Christian kind of format. You know, there's certainly all of that. And a release, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at, you know, we've been following the journey of the Fool through the tarot, and, you know, for him to come and to reach this place, it is truly a milestone indication of him having achieved some sense of knowledge and being able to look back through his life. To look back through his life and see what he has accomplished and where he's going to go and how it has affected him and the decisions he made. You know, it's one of the things about becoming more mature is you can look back on your life and say, well, if I hadn't made that decision, then this would not have happened. Or, you know, you can see the consequences of your actions and then base your new decisions and your new forward path based on the learning process that takes place from that. And I think that this card is sort of a recognition of, look, you've reached that three-quarter place where you can look back a little bit and learn from your past successes and mistakes and take that forward. This is a new beginning, and you can move forward. You've been through the trials, and you've, you know, succeeded or you've passed because you've made it to this point. Obviously, you're still standing. And so it's time to look forward and move forward onward and, you know, not being deterred, if you will.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, endings are new beginnings, and new beginnings are endings.
Always. Mm-hmm.
And as we are one card from the completion of this journey, you know, there's certain things that harken back to the beginning. The red and white kind of reminds us of the wizard's clothes.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's the ocean, which could be considered the end of the river that's been flowing through, or the beginning of the river that's been flowing through the tarot. On every card, there's water.
Mm-hmm. Starting with the Empress. And I said the wizard, but I meant the magician. You know, the magician's clothes are red and white.
Red and white, mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, as we've gone through this, we see beginnings and endings all throughout. And you know, again, I mentioned the epiphanies. You know, false self, you know, ego self is, you know, an illusion that we carry with us. And sometimes that putting down the past, forgiving others and forgiving ourselves, there's a feeling of absolution that comes with that a death and rebirth experience. This is, you know, the personal day of reckoning, and the Fool has faced, as you said, has faced all of this.
Yeah.
And at the end, to a certain degree, takes responsibility, forgives others, forgives him or herself, because you teach in your I Forgive workshop that, you know, forgiveness starts with ourselves.
That's right.
Until we forgive ourselves for our part in, and this is a part, you know, a part that I have started teaching kind of separately from the I Forgive, which is interesting, another parallel in our ministries before we came together. It is through forgiving our Well, I mean, nothing in life happens to us fully.
Uh-huh.
We always have a part to play. And in forgiving others for the things they did, we must also forgive ourselves for the part we played in it.
Yeah.
This judgment is that personal day of reckoning, that time to reflect on our actions, the actions of others, and the part we played,
uh-huh.
and seeking that release. When you forgive yourself, you're released of guilt and sorrow. The past is not gone, but it no longer binds you.
Yeah.
And when you have released the past and are no longer bound to it, you begin anew. And that's this rebirth that we see in this card. I see a lot of interesting symbolism. This one is more straightforward than some of the others. With those mountains in the background,
uh-huh.
Huge, insurmountable. There's no getting around them, no getting over it, no doing anything but dealing with this judgment. Because we all have to come to a period in our lives where we look back.
True.
What else have you got? This one's kind of a straightforward card. There's not as much to talk about here as some of the others.
Well, it actually has some layers to it. One of the other things that, when you look at this card and you think about the concepts of judgment in our society today, it's not just about judgment by the divine or by the universe. It's judging one another as well. So sometimes, and I started to say this before, you're looking at something from a different perspective. This card can be bringing your attention to the idea that perhaps you've made a supposition or you've assumed something about someone or something that you need to revisit and take a look at that through different eyes. Perhaps you have rushed to judgment of someone or something in your life. Perhaps you need to take a reevaluation of your life and of those people around you and make some changes. I've thrown this card in readings where I've clearly gotten that message where this person sitting before me needs to make change about the way they view others. And thereby, the change usually has to begin with inside oneself. It really has very little to do with other people. So sometimes it causes you to look within and make the change of how you judge others based on your life experiences and the way you were raised and whatever other things have gone into your environment that make you see things the way you do. I mean, certainly, I'm 54, and my mother was fond of telling me stories that in 1962, which is still the modern age, we think of it, if you were a woman and you wanted to go to the store and you were 6 or 7 or 8 months pregnant, you didn't do that. You weren't seen outside. You just didn't do that. Women didn't do that. Their friends went to the store for them, or their mother went to the store for them, or the other kids in the family would go to the store for the mother. Pregnant women weren't seen in public. It just wasn't done. And the other thing is that, my mom, when she was in high school, girls couldn't wear jeans. They couldn't wear pants. Women didn't really start wearing pants regularly until the 70s. I mean, think about that. If you went to work as a secretary or whatever you were doing, you generally wore a skirt. It was not really, or maybe slacks, but never jeans or khaki pants. I mean, it was always, you know, widely cut women's slacks, if you remember that word. So we've come a long way in the way we've changed our perceptions and things. I mean, that's just an example. I mean, there are so many things, you know. Even looking back at the history of Wicca, pagan Wicca, I mean, you know, I can remember some of the old writings talking about how, you know, people who were not heterosexual should not be allowed to be Wiccan. And that, you know, when we think about that in terms of today, it seems crazy to us. How could people think that way? And unfortunately, it was part of some of the early Wiccan traditions from the 50s. But that was mainly because that was, you know, still something outside the norm back then, or at least that's what people thought. It's how it was treated. And, I mean, certainly we know better now. And things are always like that. People have judgments or prejudices that they, you know, perpetuate in their own lives based on current societal ethics or, you know, group mentality. And so depending on what group you belong to, that may dictate some of your views on the world and your judgments of others. So sometimes that this card is there to remind us that we need not to judge others. We need to look within and make change inside ourselves first before we look at other people and condemn them for anything, because that's really not our job. The divine, the universe, will ultimately be the divine judgment, which is what's depicted in this card, and it is not for us here, us mortals, to judge each other.
Now, well, I was always taught that if somebody was aggravating me, if something someone was doing just really got up under my skin, that I should look in a mirror. Because very often, whatever they were doing was something about myself that I didn't like.
That's true.
And
yeah.
Say again?
I've heard that before. That is very true.
You know, we tend to project our feelings onto others. And, you know, this card, as we accept responsibility for ourselves. In so many ways, this is a card about responsibility, about personal responsibility. Accepting ourselves, putting aside, who we might have thought we were, finding our true path. But very often it is returning to accepting responsibility and cleansing and refreshing and renewing ourselves through self-examination. Because the ultimate judgment doesn't come from without, it comes from within.
That's right.
And how we feel about ourselves is going to be reflected in how we express ourselves into the world and therefore into the universe. So, and that's why we started doing the Dark Moon rituals.
Yeah.
Is because that honesty has to start within. And looking at ourselves has to be an important part of our growth. The fool is reaching the end of his journey, and it's finding his true self by accepting responsibility.
Right.
And forgiving.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a pretty powerful, you know, thought. And people don't give it enough credence. But when we forgive ourselves, then we are able to move forward and forgive the divine. Because, you know, it's easy to blame, you know, blame the world, blame the universe. Oh, this has happened to me. You know, I may have made some choices in there that caused this, hastened it, or whatever. You know, my choices are often the reason things happen. It's easier to blame somebody else, but some of it, you know, I had a part in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And learning that and forgiving myself. I'm not going to talk about others, I'll talk about me. When I learn to forgive myself, everybody that's ever aggravated me, if I look hard enough, there's a reason, there's a part that I played. And whether it was a small part or a big part, there was a part I played in everything that ever, you know, caused me to be aggravated at someone. And so accepting that, forgiving myself, and forgiving them frees up a tremendous amount of energy. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, carrying around a box of rocks, guilt, I've done a number of shows in the last 5 years on guilt, carrying that box of rocks. And people will give you more rocks if you let them. You know, they will do their best to make you feel guilty. And if you feel guilty, then maybe you'll do what they want, and you will carry their box of rocks too. And
mm-hmm.
they'll give them to you gladly. You got to put down that box of rocks. And the energy that frees up is tremendous.
So,
and that may
I have
be one of the biggest gifts of this card. Go ahead.
Well, you were saying, and I agree with you, but you were saying that you know, oftentimes when other people irritate you or us, it's because they're doing something or they are getting under your skin about something that we feel that we do and we're trying to process it. So when you're screaming at people when they're driving in front of you and you don't like the way they're driving, how does that work? Just wondering. And I'm not throwing any stones because I do it too.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to address that the next time we're driving somewhere together.
Okay.
You know, it's probably a symptom of me being in a bigger hurry than I need to be. So maybe that's the part I have to play in it.
Okay.
When that person is driving 45 in the fast lane,
mm-hmm.
I should maybe perhaps be finding greater patience. Maybe leaving the house 5 minutes earlier so that I arrive on time in spite of the ponderous
driving. In spite of your wife
that
always makes you late?
I wasn't going to. I'm making this about me.
I just made it about me.
And if that's what you see in your mirror, that's on you.
I love you.
I was trying to be good and make it about me. But no, I mean, there's maybe a certain validity to that. It probably isn't going to change my behavior. But making me conscious of it is definitely a good thing. See, we've actually...
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilled the job of the judgment card here in this moment.
There you go.
All right. And I think this is a perfect time to take a pause and listen to a song called Witching Hour. Witching Hour. I don't even think the G is on it. So Witching Hour by a group called Kiva. We're going to be speaking with several members of the band Kiva on Thursday night. And
cool.
So, as is our custom, We're going to play a song by that group tonight, and then we've got a song that they're going to talk about for Thursday night.
Okay.
So tonight we're going to listen to Witching Hour by Kiva, and then play an ad and pay the bills and stuff like that, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around.
Okay.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler, and you're listening to The Power Hours. And I'm joined, as always, by my bride, my love, my life, my partner. Hey, darling. Hey, Robin.
Hi, honey.
So, before the break, we were having a kind of interesting conversation about the judgment card and responsibility, holding up a mirror, all kinds of interesting stuff. And kind of addressing personal issues all at once. It was an interesting lead up to the break. So let's talk for a few minutes about how the judgment card plays out in a reading. And we've talked about the concepts, but now let's put it into perspective of someone sitting down doing a reading, and they're going along happily, and suddenly, boom, they drop the judgment card. What does that card mean to you when you're reading for someone else? What do you say to that that person that you're doing the reading for?
Well, you know, for me, a lot of it has to do with the cards around it. We say that every single time we talk about this. And what you're getting from your guides, and what what your intuition is telling you, what's going on in the reading. That's why it's so important to really know these cards and all the different layers and all the different messages that they can open up for you, and so that when you get it in a reading and you can look at the other cards around the reading and think to yourself, you know, this is the message that I'm getting, and actually go with it and not be too worried about the fact that you aren't sure what the card means. So I, again, and we talk about this probably on every one of these shows, every time we do another one of these shows, everybody should be taking the card and putting it up somewhere for, say, a week, where they can see it every day, and let the imagery of the card sort of soak in and think about it, sit and meditate with the card. Imagine yourself talking to the people in the card or interacting with the environment in the card. What does it say to you? How does it make you feel? So that when the card shows up in a reading, you're going to have an immediate response to it in the context of that reading, which is the number one reason I really feel that reading the book that comes with any deck is a waste of your time. Rather, invest your time. I know there are a whole bunch of tarot card authors who just went, ah! But that's why I really think that it's...
Did you just say that?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we could be... And the funny thing is, we could be one of the, you know, we could be, you know, an author as well, you know. I mean, this mm-hmm. could end up being, you know, this whole series could end up being a book. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and we would still say the same thing, someone buying our book. You know,
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take this,
yeah.
read it, you know, read it, throw it away, read it, keep it by your bedside. Whatever you want to do, it's going to be up to you. What
mm-hmm.
does this card mean when you turn it?
Mm-hmm.
For me, any time this card comes up, and we've addressed this, kind of as a theme throughout our conversation, but it deals with the past. You know, it deals with our past in some way. So looking at the cards around it is possibly more important here than a lot of other cards. Some cards are kind of in the moment, in your face. But when I turn this card over in a reading for someone else, I'm looking around. What is this referring to? Because this card kind of refers to, rather than is a simple issue. And, you know, is it a past relationship? A repeating cycle? You know, if you were to turn over the Wheel of Fortune card somewhere in there and then the Judgment comes up, you kind of get this image in your mind of this rolling around circle doing the same thing over and over. How do we break that cycle? The Lovers could be the renewal of an old relationship. Same with the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups in there could indicate, that happy relationship. Death with Judgment could be a death rebirth kind of cycle that's going on, reinforcing kind of that resurrection theme. So you really got to look at what's going on around it, because this card in a lot of ways refers the reader or the querent back to their past. What is it that we need to encourage them to revisit or to look at in the past that may be coming back? So that's one of the things that I always get out of this card is a reference to the past. And how do you address that in the present? The Holmes tells me you see it differently. Please share.
Well, I don't know if it's. I mean, I said earlier, you know, it's about looking back and learning from. It's evaluating, you know, your life. And taking the measure of it and learning from mistakes and successes and taking those and going forward with them. So I don't necessarily disagree with you. You just sort of, I guess, phrased it differently than I would have. But that's okay. You're allowed.
Yeah, well, we're not going to always agree.
Mm-hmm.
We've agreed a whole lot more in this series than we do in some other stuff we've done.
Yeah, true.
Which is interesting considering we learned completely different, in completely different worlds.
Yeah.
So much of what we learn comes from different places. And,
mm-hmm.
And for us to come together in the way we have with so much parallel and similar, you growing up in the city, me growing up in the South. I mean, how did we come out of this? You know, to see very different backgrounds with such a such a similar approach to everything we do.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting. So final thoughts. I mean, we're at a quarter away from the top of the hour. It's time to start wrapping up. So, what are your final thoughts on the Judgment card?
Well, it is a very powerful card for, you know, again, looking within, looking back over your life and its lessons and its successes. And again, going back to the the comments that I made in reference to looking at things from a different perspective with fresh eyes, not being judgmental inside oneself, of oneself, or of others. You know, cut yourself a little slack. Be nice to yourself first. There's a years ago, I remember reading a book that was all about self-talk and the way we talk to ourselves. You know, we're so quick to, you know, say things inside our mind or even out loud to ourselves, like, oh, my God, you're so stupid, you know, that sort of thing, because you do something, you spilt milk or, you know, broke a glass or whatever. And we really shouldn't talk to ourselves like that. But we do. And why do we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we belittle ourselves? Why is that something that we think is acceptable or appropriate? So, you know, this card sort of is in that same genre for me. Like, why do we do the things we do? Is what I have always thought, felt, or done been appropriate? How did that affect me at the certain times of my life when I had to make decisions and judgments, if you will, about things? So I really think that, keep that in mind whenever you're looking at this card, that this card begins inside the self. Not judging others, not judging yourself, and taking those lessons forward and making and creating change inside yourself and in others.
Okay. Well, all good true change starts within us.
Mm-hmm.
And then expresses outward. All right. Well, I'm gonna reserve my last final couple of words on this card until the end. In the meantime, my lady, would you tell our listeners how they get in touch with us?
Nah, I'm just kidding. of course, they can reach us via email. Yeah, they can reach us via email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com, and that's the best address to reach Terry or I. We both read that email address. Also, if you, particularly if you have something in reference to any of the workshops, events that we go to, you want us to come do an event, you have questions about us, you know, what services we offer. I'm a holistic health coach, and Terry does spiritual counseling, and together we do couples counseling, all kinds of things. So, if you have any questions about any of that stuff, that's a really good email address to reach us at, and that, again, is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You also can find us on Facebook for some of the same things at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page on Facebook, and you can PM us or write to us or post something on the page. Feel free. That's what it's there for. If you'd like to reach myself on Facebook, you can reach me at Robin A. McKean, or you can reach Terry at Rev Terry Power HP, also on Facebook, of course. And the last email address I will let Terry tell you, because for some reason I can never remember it, and it is the email address for this radio station. So if you heard something on the radio tonight that you liked or you hated, feel free to write to us. And that address would be?
That would be Little Stone Bridge at... I'm losing my mind. It would
see
be,
that?
Yeah, I'm completely lost it too. You're contagious. It is surn.org@gmail.com, and that is the state. That is the email for the radio station. You can also look at Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. All of the pages that have been mentioned, the Little Stone Bridge, Pathworkings, the Rev Terry Power HP, and Spiritual Unity Radio Network, those three pages are pages. They're like kind of pages. So when you visit, if you're interested in what you see, click like so that we know that you're around. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. Final thought. You know, this is a card very much about kind of restating some of what Robin said. It's about the past. It's about changing how we look at the past. It's about forgiveness. It's about putting down the box of rocks. Quit carrying around a bunch of guilt. Forgive yourself, and then you can forgive others. And when you re-enter the world fresh and free and cleansed of your guilt and the box of rocks that you're carrying around, because it's a whole lot of energy goes into that, that can be spent in so much better ways. When you do that, you are free. And the love of the divine can shine through you, and you can express a new wonder and joy into the world. And so there it is. And I believe this is a perfect time to tell everyone that they should have a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.